Good morning. It is 18 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. You're listening to KCAW Sitka, and I have a very special guest in the studio with me this morning. Please help me welcome Gail Young. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. Gail is the coordinator for the Sitka Neurodevelopmental Diagnostic Team. And Gail, today is a pretty special day. You picked this day for a reason why you wanted to come in. Is that correct?
It is. Today is September 9th. And this is the day that was chosen, I believe, about 15 years ago as International FASD Awareness Day to remember, especially at 9 o'clock, at 9 minutes past 9 today, that we still are working on the project of getting fetal alcohol spectrum disorders under control in our community, in our state, and in our nation.
Thank you for spelling that out. When I was telling people earlier today that you were going to be in for our interview, I found myself stumbling over the acronym FASD because I think that has changed over the years. Remind me again, or remind us again, that what FASD stands for?
FASD stands for fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, and in the early days of 1970s, there was a syndrome that was recognized among children, and it was named fetal alcohol syndrome, and it was a syndrome where there was difficulty with functioning in the daytime, and children often had growth deficiencies, and they had facial features that were recognizable. And then as time went on, professionals who worked with children recognized that there were many children who had similar disability to this FAS, but maybe not all the symptoms. And so then it became, after a while, that we needed to call it a syndrome because the range is so wide of what professionals see when they're looking to diagnose this disability.
So it sounds like people are learning more about this all the time.
They are. Yes.
There, you mentioned before we came on the air, we were talking about some educational resources that are available. So there's a telesummit that's coming up. Could you tell me about that?
There's something real special this year, and it starts today. It's a telesummit over the internet put on by our friends on Vancouver Island in British Columbia. And they have arranged for 24 professionals who work in the area of FASD to speak on a variety of subjects that are of interest to families who have children who experience FASD or people who experience FASD themselves. It will start this morning at 9 o'clock, and it's available free on the internet by going to www.livingwithfasd.com. So of the 24 people that will be speaking in the next 12 days, there will be two each day, and it'll be broadcast at 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock Alaska time. 15 of those professionals are also people who have children who experience FASD. And so they will be speaking from both their professional knowledge and their knowledge in the family, and they will be offering strategies and interventions. That's the focus for this telesummit. Strategies and interventions that work for children with this disability.
So why is this an important topic for Sitka, for our community?
It's important for Sitka and also for our state because we have the highest rate of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder in the nation. And I've noticed in Sitka that there are many, many people who are living with FASD. It's a spectrum disorder, and so people might feel a lot of symptoms or they might feel very little and be able just to have a pretty typical life. But in our community, there's many children and there's many more adults who live with this disability. And you can imagine that, especially for children, it's very difficult to know that something is amiss for yourself when you look at other children and not know what that is and not have anyone really talk to about that or not even have the words to use to ask about it. So, you know, I wanted to mention that this week is National Suicide Prevention Week, and that's really very apropos because we noticed that children who do have the FASD disability and it's not ever recognized either at school or in their home, tend to come to a place of despair, especially in their teenage years, and think that their lives will never be any different. It's very important for families to consider asking for a diagnosis if they believe their children might be alcohol affected. It changes everything. And we know now that with enough support, with the right kind of supports at school and at home, that many, many children, most children even with FASD, can have a great life. It doesn't have to be a heavy, burdensome problem for their entire lifetime.
You mentioned it changes everything. It changed things for family dynamics as well.
It does. I can't tell you the number of people after we've diagnosed a child at our clinic, and I call them in a couple, 3 weeks to say, how are things going? And they say to me, everything is better. It's better.
Nice.
And it's not that anything's changed with their child, but it's that their thinking about how their child behaves and struggles has changed. And they are now supporting their child more.
What can people do to help prevent this? And how can people get more information?
Okay. One of the things I really want to emphasize this year is that there's usually a time for women before they know they're pregnant, when they don't know they're pregnant, and that fetal alcohol happens not just with people who may have a problem with alcohol, but with those of us who enjoy going out on Friday or Saturday night, those of us who have a glass of wine or a beer around the barbecue. We know that no amount of alcohol is safe for a developing fetus. It is so minute, and the brain is developing from the very first moment. And so I'm just asking that all women of childbearing age be really vigilant about their social habits, because it's real common that people don't know they're pregnant and they expose their child to alcohol.
We've been talking to Gail Young. She's the coordinator for Sitka Neurodevelopmental Diagnostic Team. Gail, how can people get more information? Is there a website or a phone number where people can go?
Well, people are very welcome to call myself. My number is 966-8815, and it doesn't matter if people are looking for a diagnosis or if they're just looking for more information or a contact. I can help them with that. And I'd just like to urge people again to consider going to the website this morning, www.livingwithfasd.com, and consider participating in the telesummit the next 12 days.
Thanks, Gail, for joining us. Thank you. Appreciate having you here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye now.